laundry.
4ULP, this is KL4WTF.
4ULP, how are you today?
I'm actually with my son driving up to Camp Old Indian to do the camp out and the radio merit badge stuff. And you came on the radio and we're like, hey, it's the younger kid. Quick question, how old are you again?
15, and your name is Todd, correct?
A little bit, the name is Todd.
I'm 13.
Well, my son, who is sitting next to me, his name is Will, and he just turned 14.
14-year-old cousin who's living with us for school, so, you know, he's in high school.
Well, having somebody hanging out with you about the same age, would you actually like to talk to Will for a minute or two?
Hand him the mic.
What's your name again?
I'm Alexander.
Alexander, so how do you get into radio?
It's a long story, but I'll try and make it short. So my dad ended up buying a little handheld radio, you know, like a small 5-watt, and I just started listening to this repeater and, you know, kind of got to hear people on and eventually decided to get my license.
Awesome. I have my own 5-watt radio. I'm starting to get into radio, and I was looking to get my license someday.
And since January, and got my license in November. So, you know, I listened for, I have to count the months. But anyway, I listened for a while, and, you know, then decided it's about time to get my license. So I would say I about studied for 4 months. Kind of off and on, you know, I didn't really study consistently, you know, some day I skip studying, some day I do it, but, you know, I eventually got my hand license and do not regret giving it.
Yeah, I really am looking into getting, like, a radio, getting a small setup. I'm going into high school soon, so it would be awesome if I had a radio in my own car with a radio license.
Yeah, I could see why you'd want to do that. I really do enjoy my radio license. You know, I also have like a little small setup here with a 25-watt 2-meter radio and then an HF that was given to me by another ham radio operator.
Now, one thing that's good is that my dad has a bunch of radios, so if I express any interest, he'll be like, hey, here's a little setup, study, and get your license.
So, you know, you already have that, help that you need, that, you know, you can answer questions and all that. I also was a good friend with a ham operator. His call sign is K2RCL. He's the one that kind of helped get me interested in the hobby, and he's the one that set me up with more of my setup here.
That is awesome. Now, one thing, what did you get for Christmas? Did you get any radios, antennas?
Well, I am going to get a 10-watt handheld that's just coming in the mail. Then I got, like, 2 ham signs for the shack.
Now, what I got for Christmas is more, like, football jerseys and monies and money. Maybe next year, if I get my license, I'll make my own antenna or purchase one.
Thinking about, building an antenna, I'm not sure yet, but even before I got my license, it was just my birthday's in September, and I asked for radio equipment. You know, I got, the radio that I'm working off of now, and, you know, then eventually just, when I actually got my license in November, I was able to use it, so even before I got my license, I already was, you know, preparing for it.
Oh, one thing for studying, what materials should I study more than others, and what are more difficult materials to understand?
It's a difficult question to answer because everybody's different. I more struggled with understanding the like, which band you're supposed to operate. Like, you know, I had a hard time remembering, like, which band was supposed to be Morse code and which band was supposed to be for talking. And what came easy to me was, like, studying the rules and the safety procedures because I understood that. But, you know, you might be different. And I prefer to study on paper and not digital, but there's lots of digital studying out there. You can study on the computer, or you can get a book. I used a book that just used the questions and answers, so that's, you know, I didn't see really the wrong answers. I just did, you know, questions, answer, and that, I think that was one of the reasons that really, you know, helped me just being able to, like, to see the questions and answers. And after I was kind of flowing consistently, I used a little bit of YouTube, and it did a question and answer too. If you know, read the question, then read the answer, and then also have like all the possible answers. So it gives a little pause where you could try to guess the answer, and then you tell the answer. So you know, there's lots of good tools for studying out there, and I'm not sure exactly which one is the hardest to study. You know, you have to find that out for yourself.
I do express interest. I'm probably, when I get back from the camping trip, I'm going to look up some YouTube videos and learn some knowledge.
I would encourage you to get your radio license. You know, it'd be nice to have another youth on the air. Right now, I'm the only one.
That would be awesome. Have a radio friend to talk to whenever you're on the air.
Yeah, I've been, you know, I already made some friends on the air. You know, of course, they're all older than me, you know. But I would prefer another youth on the air. And, you know, it's just a great community to be into. They've been very supporting and very helping to me, you know. And there's lots of good people on this repeater.
They're supportive to a young radio enthusiast.
Yeah, supportive. You know, there are a few guys, you know, fly remote control airplanes. You know, they invited me out to the airfield to see how it's done. And, you know, some other people, you know, helped me get some equipment. And just, they're just really nice people on here.
They can't wait to join.
I'm going to encourage you to, you know, get your license. It's just, it's great, you know. I don't regret it at all. I mean, it's just been wonderful.
Contact. I just wanted to tell that young man, good morning, well, good morning to Alexander, and I wanted to tell the other young man there, a really great study tool is called Ham Test Online. It does cost like $24 or something, but they guarantee you'll pass, and then you buy the general and then the extra. But it's a great study tool to use along with everything Alexander was saying. You guys have back at it, ND7J Mobile. Go ahead, Alexander.
For ULP, for Station ID. So, Will, is it your name? I forgot already, you know, I'm not so good with names, but yeah, just, there's lots of study tools out there, and I, you know, just get on the air. I would encourage you just to get that studying done, and, you know, and hopefully with the Boy Scout thing that your dad is doing, there'll be more youth on the air.
More youth on the air. Also, my name is Will, but my friends call me Fish.
I'll call you whatever you wish to be called, but yeah. So, I got a quick question for your dad, though, if you could hand the mic real quick.
Alexander, KO4, WTF, for ID.
So, do you, want, like, a specific time that you want me monitoring the air on Monday or Tuesday?
Really? I wish we were a little more organized so I could say hey around this time. But honestly, like, even tonight, like, we're going up here right now. We're going to get set up and everything. You know, I'll have the radio on pretty much all the time. I'll have my HT with me. So anytime by radio, if you want to shout out, I'll have other kids that might want to talk to you. Other than that, you know, tomorrow on occasion, I'll call out to see if there's anyone there or if you're next to it. You know, just you know, give your call out like you did now, and we can stop and chat with you.
So, I'll try to keep my radio monitoring and, you know, be the help if there was a specific time that I could keep my radio on, but, yeah, I don't know if I'll be able to, respond, because I don't know, just depends on where I am, because, all depends on, because my, you know, Radio Shack is upstairs, and sometimes I'm downstairs, you know, sometimes I'm upstairs, and, you know, if I'm outside, I won't be able to hear it, so I don't know.
Matt, I don't want to make your life difficult. I just wanted to mainly give you a heads up that there's going to be some kids around your age playing radio over the next couple days. Now, after tomorrow, I will probably have a better idea for Tuesday. But, yeah, just, you know, it's not a big deal if you're not there. But, you know, if you're able to, just shout out once in a while. We'll see if we can chat with you.
We'll do. So, I'll do my best to keep monitoring, you know. I can probably plug in the external speaker and, you know, get a little bit, so I'll be able to hear it better.
And like, I mean, it's not the end of the world. I mean, we got, basically, it starts at noon today and ends at noon on Wednesday. And, you know, any time between then and now, we'll have all kinds of times. We're probably even going to try to check into the net in the evenings and hopefully play HF as well, but I know you're not able to do that yet.
Yeah, I have a nice classic HF for you, just need to get an antenna for it, so, yeah.
Christmas?
Sure did.
Yeah, actually, I had to step out of the car real quick at the gas station. And he's like, yeah, I asked him about that, so never mind.
So, yeah, hopefully, you know, we can get your Will on the air and then a few others, you know, extend the ham community. It'd be really nice if we can pull that off.
Well, I think it'd be great, too. I think hearing you on here is giving him a little extra motivation because a year ago he did the Radio Merit Badge and got motivated, but then life happened. And wasn't quite as motivated after that. So, yeah, I'll definitely, I know, I got about 5 different ways to study. So, I'll definitely, if he's interested, I'll get him rolling.
You know, he asked you to ask questions too. I really, you know, I had K2RCL Russell, you know, he was, about the time I was starting, he was building a classroom on our back porch where I was for homeschooling, you know, and, during the day, I was able to ask him some questions, but yeah, mostly I was on my own to study.
Well, it's pretty good to be on your own. I mean, books are great. The one that you got, I think I used that same guy for my general. It said something about all ham, no spam, where it just showed you the question and the actual answer so you don't get confused. I used that, and then Gary, I think it's W4EEY, he has some YouTube stuff, and I listen to recordings of his general class over and over again, and just that repetition got me going.
I used all ham, no spam books, and I really did enjoy it, so, you know, I need to get one for the general and get up and rolling for that.
That HF is where it's at. It's a lot more fun than chatting on a repeater. One of my favorite things I like to do is hunt down POTA, which is Parks on the Air. People go to state parks and set up their HF radio and then call out, and then you have a quick exchange with them and record where you've been, and you know, it's almost like a little game that the score really doesn't matter, but it's good fun.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know how much I could do moving around with my HF rig, you know, it's a classic, and it's old, and I don't know if it's a good idea to move it around too much.
You don't have to move it around. You just make contacts with other people at parks. So you can, like, I've made, man, I think over about 100 different contacts with parks from my house. So I set up an antenna at my house, and I just go to a website and see when there's people in a state that I think I can talk to, and I go and I tune to that channel and I listen to them and I call out and try to make contact with them. So you can play along without even having to pack your stuff up and go anywhere.
Maybe fun. I would like to do that, so I'll look more into that when I get my general piece. You know, I can't do much as a technician with HF.
Just enough privileges to be annoying.
When I explained it, that they give you, like, the 10 meters, because it's not that good of a band, and then, you know, you get frustrated with it, so then you go to your general so you can, you know, get more bands that aren't bad.
For me, is the bands they give you as a tech really aren't even enough to warrant going out and buying an HF rig.
You know, mine was given to me, so, you know, yeah, I didn't really have to go out and buy it, but it's a nice, you know, rig, and I can, you know, it doesn't just do 10 meters, it, like, does 80 and 30 and 40 and a few others.
An antenna hooked up to it yet?
At the moment, but another ham is going to let me borrow his antenna. My dad just needs to get the coaxial cable for it.
Once you do, even just, you know, going on there and listening, and, you know, the website is Parks on the Air. If you go there and you see where people are, you know, that's kind of fun, too, just getting the idea of how to, you know, get everything going and listening in to what's going on, you know, kind of like you used to do to this repeater is kind of fun anyways.
You know, I did listen for a long time. I probably will do some listening with the HF rig and, you know, the talking that I can do on 10 meters.
That's a good idea. And, you know, honestly, especially if you got a couple other hams supporting you, getting a little antenna made, a homebrew antenna, is pretty cool. I assembled my first NFED antenna the other day and going to really test it out over the next couple days. But I'm currently purchasing stuff, waiting on Amazon to build my own dipole.
That's pretty neat. You know, I've kind of been looking around at antennas to build, and, you know, the number one problem is I do not have a soldering iron, but, you know, that's kind of easily fixed because I know a few people that do. And, you know, I have some wire to make an HF rig antenna, but, you know, I don't know if I will or not, and I was looking, browsing through the internet, looking for VHF, UHF antennas, and there's, you know, some pretty easy antennas that you can build. One guy did it out of metal clothes hangers.
I think, too, I actually just about a month ago got my very first soldering iron. And that's what allowed me to build that, or put together an antenna kit. I did see a YouTube video, I think the guy's name was Tech Prepper, and he put together a dipole using just this little connector with what they call banana clips on it, and you didn't have to do any soldering, and that's the stuff that I have on order to do, where it's just a connector and a couple clips onto wires. And I'll see how that works out, because that's going to be pretty cool if it works.
Yeah, pretty neat. Yeah, so I'm excited to get more involved in the ham. You know, I already tried to build my, I don't know, for the fun of it, like a tower. It was about 11 feet, you know, kind of, I don't know, like a portable little thing. And, you know, but the only problem was I put a Mac mount antenna on top of it, and it's only 6 inches. And the antenna that I have for my handheld is about a foot long. So I have a 6-inch antenna up on a pole, but it doesn't work nearly as good as the 1-foot antenna on the handheld. So, you know, the tower is pretty useless because it didn't, you know, work as nearly as good as the regular antenna.
For reasons why that could be, one is you might not have a good enough ground plane. The antenna on the handheld just might be better. Like antennas, I feel like antennas are about as much magic as anything else. But yeah, there's a lot of factors that go in there. Usually the higher up you get, the better. But if you don't have a decent ground plane on an antenna, it usually doesn't work as well.
Yeah, I was using about 6 by 6 inch, maybe like square metal plate from, you know, my mag mount on, you know, my little tower, but, you know, it, you know, it just didn't, I said it didn't work nearly as good as the handheld antenna.
Around and trying, and that's a lot of what it's about, is instead of spending 5 or 6 hours researching and reading and asking other people, sometimes it's just better to spend an hour or so yourself playing around and seeing what does and doesn't work.
Enjoy building my tower. It was fun, you know, I just did it more for the fun of it, and, you know, I had some troubleshooting. It turned out that I had a faulty antenna that was, you know, a little bit finicky. So, you know, I switched out the antennas and it worked. So, you know, it was fun to actually, you know, get a little bit of troubleshooting and to figure out why it wasn't working. And, you know, it was just really enjoyable.
A couple decent, like, electrical wire tools and maybe a soldering iron or a good crimpers that you can do stuff, the sky's the limit, because then you can play around and test all kinds of stuff out.
You know, there, yeah, there's just so much that you can do. Yeah, and you know, I hope, you know, we can get more people into the hobby so they can enjoy it too, because I don't know who could regret getting their license.
Nobody has, to be honest. I actually, there's a friend of mine who travels a lot for work. I haven't seen him in a while, but I dropped off a technician book at his house as a surprise Christmas gift, because he's an electrician, and, I mean, he could probably, just with the knowledge he has, he could probably go ahead and pass the tech test right now, and I want to get him into it.
You know, growing up French, he works with, like, sound, in churches, and buildings, you know, he'll work on all their speaker systems and put in new cameras and speaker systems, so he has the knowledge, and I let him do a practice test, and it kind of helped him, and he passed. And, you know, so if I try to convince him to go ahead and get his technician, he played around with CB for a good number of years and, you know, like, rigged the CBs up to do more than they were supposed to do.
He has all the knowledge needed. He just needs to, you know, make sure he's got a couple of the actual rules and regulations down, and he'll be good to go.
That's pretty much the only thing that he needs to do, you know, because, you know, he wasn't familiar, like, with the term, like, picket fencing and, you know, when the static is on the radio and a few other things.
Well, I'm going to have to hang up here. We're getting really close to where we need to be, and we'll have to pay a little bit of attention and get, you know, start getting checked in and things set up. So it was good talking to you this morning, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to you over the next couple of days and get a few of the younger gentlemen to talk to you, and they won't have mic fright. Over.
I'll try to be monitoring at least get you once, I hope, you know. Yeah, I can understand why a mic fright would be a problem to some. I never really struggled with being afraid of the mic. When I first got my license, I just couldn't, you know, wait to push the PGT switch, and until I figured out that my call sign came through, I just didn't wait. Some people were talking, I just broke into the conversation, you know, kind of politely in a way.
I mean, I usually just don't have too much to talk about. And, you know, sometimes staring at a microphone and thinking of what to say is a little bit harder than staring at another person. But, yeah, a lot of times younger, especially younger folks, they're all ready to talk. And as soon as they get the mic in their hand, their mind goes blank. So I can definitely tell that you don't have that problem, which is awesome. So I'm going to go ahead and say 73, Alexander. It was good talking to you. KO4, WTF, clear.
At 73s, it was wonderful to be able to talk to you, and I'll try to be monitoring and catch you later. And if your son's listening, if not, tell him 73s, and I'll be clear. KO4, he will, peace.